Ryan Hellerjack was 6 years old and sitting in his classroom in Ottawa, Canada, when his teacher explained to the children that many kids his age around the world did not have or had limited access to clean drinking water. His teacher continued to tell them that many children in Africa couldn't even attend school due to the lack of drinking water and needed resources. Up to that point in time, Ryan had taken for granted the same things that kept other children from learning. Ryan felt that he needed to do something about it. Ryan worked hard by calling those around him to help fundraise. He pulled together his community, his friends, and adults everywhere to help support the construction of a water well in Uganda. The project was so successful that it began a huge movement. 6-year-old Ryan said this about his advocacy. "One thing I've learned is that you're never too young to make a difference, and never too old. You can never discount a dream or where it can take you." Now, 20 years later, according to the Ryan's Well Foundation website, the organization provides access to safe water and sanitation to help improve the lives of people living in developing countries. In addition, Ryan and his team work with local partners to complete sanitation projects and provide hygiene education. More than 1,500 water projects in 17 countries worldwide have been completed thus far, providing clean, safe water. To over 1 million people. So no matter which part of the world you're in, whether it's Ottawa, Canada, or here in Rochester, New York, we can all create a better community if we listen to and follow the lead of our children. I feel so blessed because in my job, both as a mother and the director of religious ed here at Spiritus, I get to witness how remarkable and inspirational children are every single day. It's no wonder that Jesus would often use the example of children when trying to help the disciples and others figure out how to be in the world. From our youngest preschooler here at Spiritus to the oldest senior and youth group, inspiration and profound spirituality can be found in every corner of our parish and in every corner of our world. Jesus pleads with his disciples to serve others with no exceptions all of the time. He says, "If anyone wishes to be first, they must become the last of all and the servant to all." Although sometimes it seems like all we're hearing right now is bad news, there are so many examples of goodness if you take the time to tune in. Spanish long-distance runner Ivan Fernandez Anaya performed one of the greatest acts of sportsmanship in international sports. While participating in the cross-country race of the city of Navarra, Spain, Anaya was trailing Olympic medalist Abel Mutai of Kenya. The Kenyan runner could not understand the Spanish signage. He stopped running during the last lap because he thought he had reached the finish line and won. Anaya was right behind the Kenyan. Instead of taking advantage of the situation and running past the Kenyan for the win, Anaya used hand gestures and guided him to the finish line because he knew he was the true first place winner. Anaya later said, "I didn't deserve to win it. I did what I had to do. He was the rightful winner." Ivan's coach, however, was not impressed by the sportsmanship. He believed he should have gone for that win. Ivan did not agree. When reporters asked why he squandered a winning opportunity, he said, What would be the merit of my victory? What would be the honor of that medal? What would my mom think of that? Would my country have felt proud? Ivan Fernandez Anaya lost the race, but won the hearts of millions of people by sending out a loud message that fairness and putting others first is the right thing to do. So you don't have to be an Olympian runner to live out this amazing lesson from Jesus to put others first. That's the beauty of the gospel. Jesus does not share examples of powerful people and powerful places to be the example of how we are to live the gospel. Surprise, Jesus uses a child. As we start a new and very exciting religious education year, I get to experience and see firsthand how our children and youth are great examples too. Children have a way of thinking of others, beaming love, being curious, and open to learning new things, and they show us adults how it's done. Children are strong believers, and for them, nothing is impossible. So, just as Jesus knew his disciples should watch and listen to the children, I happily invite some children and one of our youth group teens so you too can watch and hear the future leaders of our world. So first, I'd like to invite up Isabella.
Hello, my name is Isabella, and I'm 8 years old. And I just started my first year in the urban suburban program as a third grader at Plank North Webster. I thank God because I love it. I also love Spiritist Religious Edge. This will be my second year attending, and I can't wait. There is so much love, kindness, fun, and God is always present with us. That is one of the things I learned my first year with Spiritist Religious Edge. God is always present there for me and loves me. I love spending time with my friends and teachers, learning of God's love and present in our lives through fun activities, games, and projects. I am very excited to start this new year and see all my friends again so we could all have fun together learning about each other and God's love for all of us and much more. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Dominic, and I've been a part of the Spiritist Christian Religion Education program since I was in third grade. I've enjoyed so much about being in this program for so long. First, I've learned how to love God and others. I have also learned how to grow my faith by listening and thinking about Bible stories through classroom discussions and many fun activities. Some of the topics we have learned about is being a good friend, the importance of Jesus' miracles, prayers, how to trust God when we're scared, helping those in need like Jesus did, and so many more. I have learned so much here. One of my favorite memories from Spiritus is being a teen helper at VBS this past summer. I also love that religious education classes are so positive, meaningful, and fun. I've made so many friends, and I have enjoyed being in the Christmas Nativity play and learning about the importance of Jesus' birth and how special it is. Not only do we learn about the importance of inclusion at Spiritus, we are asked to find ways to take what we have learned into our communities by being a good role model, being grateful, and giving others respect and kindness. I will now be leaving the religious education program and moving on to youth group. This will be my first year with my sisters, and I'm looking forward to finding new ways to connect with God making more friends, going on the retreats, and having fun.
Good morning, Spiritus family.
Good morning.
I'm Chase. What a good day to have a great day, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks like we've got a brilliant audience here today, right? Well, I'm not here to dive into the world of politics. Sorry to disappoint. Actually, I'm here on behalf of Youth Group to talk about something a little closer to home. Why your kids should seriously consider joining our youth group. For the next couple of minutes, I'll be sharing the key reasons why, focusing on teamwork, service, and empathy. First up, let's talk about teamwork. In youth group, we really emphasize working together, whether it's collaborating on projects or sharing responsibilities. Everyone learns how to be a part of a team. This boosts our problem solving and communication skills. Teamwork is pretty essential, whether you're reorganizing a fundraiser or working to help the less fortunate. Also, it helps when you're doing those group projects in school and somehow they always fall apart. You know the saying, the strength of the team is each individual member. The strength of each member is the team. Next, service. We focus on giving back to the community and lending a hand to those in need. For example, this summer, our youth group went on a trip to a farm that employs individuals on the spectrum, giving them meaningful work and a sense of purpose. Let me tell you, working on a farm isn't all about the animals, but it was worth it. As Winston Churchill said, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. So giving is a big deal for us. Finally, empathy. Youth group teaches us the importance of understanding and accepting others. We focus on inclusivity and learning to appreciate diverse perspectives, even when they like pineapple on pizza. I try to be understanding. Now let me tell you why I personally love Spiritus Christi. I get to interact with a caring and supportive community on a regular basis. I get to see my friends every week, and I get to have the opportunity to do things I wouldn't normally do. Before I wrap up, let me share my favorite memory. I got to jump off of a cliff, and yes, I survived. Don't worry, it was supervised. Probably. We also had a blast at Daring Lake. So I hope your kids will consider joining our youth group. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me and I'd be happy to chat afterwards. Thank you and make it a great day.
So I just want to say that I am so grateful to these three because not only are they here today at this Mass, but they were here last night and this morning, nice and early for our 7:30. So I appreciate you being here and being committed to sharing your stories and your experience with us. And let me just say that those are only three experiences. We have so much more that our children offer here. They do so much for our community. They love with their hearts. And I'm just so lucky to see it and hear it and be a part of their lives. So our children, as you know, always have a way of helping us adults do better through the examples they set. They continue to be the voices for those unheard with their passion to help the poor, the marginalized, the sick, and even the animals that depend on us for help. So just take a look at the kids of Spiritus Christi. They are instruments of change in our hurting world. We can do so much to help give back to our children and put them first. After all, they are the ones who hold the keys to our world's future. I'm truly grateful for our children and teens. I'm lucky to be running a program that our church believes in and invests so much time, love, and energy. Also, thank you to all of you here at Spiritus that continue to support the children and teens programs here. It is because of your support and the leadership of the volunteers in these programs that make it possible for such a vibrant religious education experience for our children. I'm beaming with pride and filled with so much joy to work with your children. Finally, thank you to every single child and teen here at Spiritus. I will continue to be inspired by the way you live out Jesus' message, and I will keep on following your lead on how to be one of Jesus' best examples of incredible disciples. I can't wait to begin another year with all of you.